This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The internet has made it easy to market services to strangers. The room-sharing website Airbnb has more than 2,600 rooms available for rent in North Carolina. But owners of traditional businesses say they're getting edged out. Jorge Valencia reports from the historic Oakwood neighborhood in downtown Raleigh.
The Oakwood Inn Bed and Breakfast was built in 1871. Doris Yurkevich is the innkeeper nowadays. And it was just earlier this year that she heard about some brand new competition.
The doorbell rang one day and I went and answered it. And there was a woman standing there. She said, "Hey, do you remember me?" And I said, "Well, you look familiar."
Yurkevich has a lot of guests. It's hard to remember all of them.
And she said, "Yeah, I used to stay with you, but I'm staying at your neighbor's now because I just can't beat the price."
Yurkevich looked into it. She realized people down her street were renting their spare bedrooms on the internet. They're using the website Airbnb, which has become a smash hit around the world and is valued at $10 billion. Yurkevich wakes up every day at 5 a.m. to make breakfast for her guests. She points out that she has overhead that her neighbors don't. Health and fire code, higher property taxes, business mortgage.
You know, I'd love to be able to lower my rates and to compete with the other Airbnb people, but I can't because of my expenses are so high.
Traditional business owners like Yurkevich have been complaining to their local officials. The issue has come up in Charlotte, Raleigh, and Wilmington. And state lawmakers say they're in the weeds about how or whether to regulate the new businesses. That's not unusual, says Carl Mela, a professor at the Duke University Fuqua School of Business. Some places are slowly figuring it out. In Colorado, the ski resort town of Breckenridge requires Airbnb providers to register.
The town actually monitors carefully and aggressively the listings on the various services. It's so obvious to spot them, right? And if there's a violation, they will let the owner know.
The town then uses revenue from Airbnb to promote tourism. It seems the community has reached a favorable outcome, but major technological change has always brought unexpected and long-lasting challenges. Gregory Fairchild is a professor at the UVA Darden School of Business.
There was a period when we began to move from people traversing life on carriages and on horses to using steam-driven automobiles. And when they did, guess what? We had to think about how people would drive, and we had to think about licensing, and we even had accidents.
While those safety, quality, and regulatory concerns are being sorted out, the peer-to-peer industry continues to expand.
It's Terry.
This is Terry McManus opening the door for Terry Atkinson with a hug.
Welcome to my home.
Terry McManus lives in a beautiful arts and crafts style house just a few blocks from the Oakwood Inn. She recently advertised a room on Airbnb, and within hours, she started getting bookings.
Sit down. There's cream and sugar over there.
Over truffles with her guest, McManus says she's not competing with a bed and breakfast.
I don't think that I'm not doing this with the same passion that they are. I have a sense of wanting to be connected and wanting to entertain and make a little bit of extra money, but I'm not trying to be a full-blown bed and breakfast.
Even though the guest at her table used to stay at traditional bed and breakfast places. For now, the Raleigh City Council is studying what to do and is expected to take up the issue again next month. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.